Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Is Louise there, please?
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Louise. It's James calling from MMA Legal. You've requested that we give you a call in regards to your Scottish redress compensation from when you was in care when you was younger. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. It was actually my mum.
Oh, was it? Right, okay. Is your mum available?
She is. Hang on. I might need to, we'll get you to speak to her to confirm and then I
all
can...
All right,
I can
speak to you. It's no problem.
Hang
Louise,
on a second.
Fine.
Just to a briefer.
No problem.
Hi, I'm going to let you speak to my mum first. I was just
yes, no, but Louise, can I just say your mum's name, please?
Yes, Joan Mary Megan.
Joan, okay, bear with me a moment. Let me just pop that down, won't be a second, okay?
Okay.
Joan Mary Megan, M-E-I-G-H-A-N.
Yeah, you got it right. That's a first name.
Brilliant stuff. That's fine. No problem at all. Thank you. No problem.
Hello.
Hi, Joan.
Hello.
How are you? It's James here from MMA Legal. How are you, Joan? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
Brilliant stuff. Do you give authorization for me to speak with Louise? Would that be better for you?
Yes, that's right. I give authorization.
That's perfect. That's perfectly fine, Joan. I'll chat with Louise then. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank
I'll
you,
put
Joan.
You back to her now.
Yeah, please, if you don't mind. Thank you.
No, not at all.
Hi there.
Hi,
and it's
how
a bit tricky. Hi. So, yeah, my mum was in care from 1940. How old were you when you get put into care?
Just a couple of months.
I think she was like 2 or 3 months old, not even.
Okay, don't worry about that. What I'll explain to you, Louise, what we're going to do. So, my name is James Thompson. I've been allocated your case file, okay?
Okay.
I've been placed onto your case file. It's going to be for your mum, which is Joan Mary Megan. What I need to do, I need to get your case file set up for your mum. She's given authorization for you to speak on her behalf.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to set up the case file. It'll take about 5-10 minutes to do so.
Yeah.
Then once I've done that, I'll explain to you what's going to happen after that moving forward. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Really, so what I'll do, Louise, I'll ask you a few questions in relation to your mum. If they don't apply to your mum, we can skip and we can move on, okay?
Okay.
Brilliant stuff. So I'm just going to put, is it Miss or Mrs. to your mum?
Miss.
It's Miss, is it?
And Megan's her adoptive name. That wasn't her birth name.
Right, so what I'll take from you, I'll take that from you in a few moments, her birth name, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a name on the documents at the moment, though? Is it under
Megan? Yeah, and they've not got any documents. Apparently, we need to go through Edinburgh to get them.
So, does she not have, like, a bus pass or anything like that? Or,
yeah, she's got a bus pass. Yeah.
Oh, she's got... As long as she's got a bus pass, that's fine. We can put that on file to confirm that she is who she is. Okay, we'll get to that at a later stage. Don't worry about that. Can I start by taking your mum's date of birth, please, Louise?
Yes, the 30th of the 9th, 1949.
30th of the 9th, 1949, that's fine. So email correspondence, we have loumegan69@gmail.com. Would you prefer to deal with the emails for her? Would that make it a bit easier?
Yeah.
You would, that's fine.
Because we like
best contact number we have for your mum is this one that I'm ringing now. Would that be the best contact number as well?
Yeah.
And the number I've got, Louise, ends in 852. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem at all. So as I said, I'm just going to go through the application now. There'll be a few questions that I do need to ask, okay? Can you just confirm your mum's home postcode for me, please?
Yes, G for golf, 718,
yep.
L for
yep.
Lima, D for golf, and it's number 7, Hillcrest Terrace.
Hillcrest Terrace, number 7, is that right?
Yeah.
Perfect, that's fine. Bear with me just one moment. If you do go quiet, Louise, I'm just updating the report, okay?
Yeah, that's fine, because I'm trying to explain my mum to me. Like, I explained to her, but obviously I hadn't spoke to you yet, but my mum, it was me that actually seen this, that this
okay.
is a thing now.
So what I'll explain to you, Louise, so the average compensation for anybody that was in care before the year 2004, there wasn't the correct protocols that were put in place. So anybody that was in care before 2004, they qualify for a Scottish redress compensation payment. Now, the average compensation is around about £45,000 at this moment in time, okay? So what we'll do, unfortunately, the compensation is not there to heal any scars from the past. It's there to provide whoever it is with a brighter future. Okay. Yeah. So what will happen, I'll go through the claim report now. It'll take about 5 to 10 minutes. Then we'll get everything processed through to the legal team. They'll contact you in around about 7 to 14 days. They'll let you know how much they're going to go in for in regards to compensation and how long it's going to take. Okay. So from start to finish, it roughly takes maximum probably between 8 and 12 months. Okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
So bear with me a moment, Louise, and I'll ask you a few questions in a moment. Okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm I thought you were putting me on hold.
No, I don't need to place you on hold. No, all not right. just yet. That's fine. Okay, I need to ask you, does your mum have a terminal illness?
She's not got a terminal illness, but she does suffer from ailments.
Okay. Okay, that's fine.
I don't think so.
Okay, so there's nothing terminal on there. That's
not
fine.
Like cancer or anything, you know.
Oh, okay. What I need to do, Louise, I need to put down on your mum's report a beneficiary or next of kin. So what this means, if anything was to happen to your mum between now and receiving the payment, if unfortunately we couldn't give the payment to her, who would you like to go down as a next of kin or beneficiary? Would that be yourself?
It would be, yeah. She's laughing at me. She's making faces.
Bear with me a moment, Louise. It'll be a second. I'm going to place you down on her report now. So my name is James Thompson. I am your mum's case handler, okay? So if she does have any questions or she requires any updates, what I would suggest, Louise, once we finish the call, if you save this number, then you can give me a call back if you do have any questions or you need any updates, okay?
Yeah.
Louise, can I take your date of birth, please?
Yes, it's the 20th of the 4th, 1982.
1982, brilliant. And is this your contact number, is it?
Yeah.
It is. Okay, I'll place this down on there as well. Bear with me a moment, Louise. Okay, so what I now need to do, I'm going to ask you a few questions regarding your mum time in care, okay? It can be a little bit difficult, we do appreciate that. If there's anything you don't wish to share, that's perfectly fine, but I do need to ask a few questions regarding the care facilities, okay?
Yeah, she's here with me, but you need to remember she was just a baby, so...
That's fine, I understand that. So when she was first in care, does she recall the name of the first care home that she went to?
She was told it was a care home in Helensburgh, but she was born in Barrow in Furness.
Right, okay. So it was just a care home in Helensburgh. How long was she within the care system for?
She was 14 before our parents, who are now deceased, adopted her.
Okay. Okay.
Fostered her from 19 months old.
Right. Okay, bear with me just one moment. So in regards to the care facilities, does she remember the names of any care facilities that she was at?
No. She
was too young.
Yeah.
And in Helensburgh, was she in there until she was 14?
No, she was in Helensburgh until she was 19 months.
Yes, then fostered. She was 2 years old and then fostered out.
And then she was foster care with my grandparents until she was 14 and then they adopted her.
I understand.
But she was still under the board.
Of course. Okay, I understand. Bear with me just one moment. And you said she was with the foster carers until she was 14?
Yeah, until they adopted her, but she didn't move around.
Until they fully adopted.
So at 19 months, she went straight to my grandparents, and then they fostered her.
So they took her in as foster carers,
yeah,
grandparents, is that correct? And then they adopted,
yeah,
her at 14, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, can I take your grandparents' names, please?
Yes, it's Mary and Robert,
yes,
Megan.
Okay. Bear me a moment.
And I've got all their details and their address at the time. Oh, no, they were good.
Okay. And you said it was Robert Megan, is that correct?
Yeah, M-E-I, same spelling as the same name, yeah.
M-E-I-G-H-A-N, that's fine. Let me just save that to the report, okay. It won't be a moment. Okay. Now, I do need to ask the question moving forward. Now, we can appreciate it can be a little bit distressing, but we do need to ask these questions, okay. What was her name before she was within foster care?
Joan Mary Lennon. L-E-N-N-O-N.
Brilliant stuff. Okay. Give me just
And I've got her mother's maiden name, if that helps. It was a Mary Gallagher.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. So what I'm going to ask you now in regards to moving forward with the care setting, so while she was with the foster carers, it's vitally important we do need to ask these questions, okay. Was there any mental abuse, any physical abuse or any sexual abuse that she witnessed or sustained?
Not at all, not whilst in foster care. Yeah, but that's not to do with, no, not through our, my grandparents, no.
Okay, and where was there any sustainability in regards to any abuse?
The children's home.
I don't know about that.
She don't know, she was too young, so we don't know if there's been any abuse. But when she arrived, when my gran and papa, when they firstly fostered her, she had really bad acne at such a young age, sores on her body, like she was really... She weren't in great health, to be honest, so they can nurse her back to health.
Right, okay. So there was a sign of neglect from the children's home, is that what you're saying?
Almost definitely, yeah. And trauma, a lot of trauma, my mum said there.
Right,
even if you don't remember, but I think, yeah.
Okay, let me just place that down, bear with me just one moment. I do need to find the name of the children's home that she was at.
I don't even know, I have no clue, and like I said, she's not even got a passport right now, and when I've tried to get her one, I can't get it locally, I have to go to like Edinburgh main office and do something, because she's been adopted, look, it's a big palaver, like it's not just that you're getting...
Of course.
Because
so in regards to the children's home, is it in Helensbury? Is that how are you spelling that?
Helens, H-E-L-E-N-S-B-U-R-G-H.
Yep. Right, there we go. Bear with me just one moment. Just having a quick look for the records now, okay?
Yeah.
Bear with me a moment. Now, there is, in Helensborough, there's only two.
Well, it's just been one of those two, because it was definitely, whether it's maybe been and gone now, but it was definitely Helensborough, the children's home she was in, until she was 19 months, and like I said, when my gran and papa fostered her, how they came about getting my mum, I'm not sure. But yeah, I do know when they got her, she was in poor health.
Okay, bear with me just one moment. Okay. Just having a look through records, it'll be a second there, Louise, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm glad you can actually find this stuff, because I've been at a loss before. But when I seen this, I just thought, I should try for my mum, you know, because it was, I think, until she got to my grandparents, it was a lot of trauma, and I think her parents still were alive up until she was, like, 13, 14. I don't know why. I think they wouldn't give legal rights away for my now grandparents who's deceased to adopt her. I'm not sure what happened. I don't even know if my mum does.
Okay. Because there will be... was it Hellenborough and Lomond? Is that correct?
Hellenborough and Lomond.
Is that right?
It's actually next to the Gearlock and Hellenborough. It has a monument for the children that were staying in that home.
I know, there's a, but that doesn't help. Who's Hellenborough, Aberdeen?
No, it's down by Lockholm.
It's down by Lockholm. She don't really know.
Sorry about it. So I'm just having a look in regards to the children's home in Hellenborough. I'm going to put on the records, okay, just bear with me just one moment, okay.
Is it true to say, like, a lot of, parents, like, unwed, unwed couples and stuff, I think they were maybe forced at that point. I did see something where people were protesting at Parliament. I don't know if they could do that or not.
Possibly.
Yeah,
don't worry about that. What I'll do, I've just placed it on there that matches the record with Hellenborough Children's Home, okay? And they will check the records, because there will be records. If your mum, even from birth, attended that children's home or a children's home in Hellenborough, the legal team will be able to get that information, okay?
Yeah.
And bearing me just one
moment. And it was, I'm just asking it again, it was 100% Hellenborough. But like,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't worry about that. The legal team will chase that up, okay. And then she got fostered by her grandparents.
At 19 months.
At 19 months, yeah, that's fine. So around about 1950 until she was there, and she got adopted in around about 1964.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah. When she was 14, brilliant. Yeah, Mum? Yeah, 14.
Yep, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Bear with me a moment. And I just need to put your grandparents down again. So, your grandparents' name, sorry?
It was Robert and Mary Megan. And I can give you their address at the time. Like, they moved after that, but they were, they stayed in 3 Forest Street, Blantyre, G72. Don't know the rest of the postcode. And they were old tenement bills, so they're all knocked down now.
Okay. Bear with me just one moment, okay.
Yeah.
So she was at the children's home from birth, yeah?
Yeah.
And in regards to your foster parents, your mum's foster parents, which was your gran and granddad, they said there would have been some sort of neglect towards your mum, is that correct?
Yeah, when they got her, my gran had said that she had bad acne in her face, and she was feeding her with porridge and, you know, trying to make her healthy again. And my grandparents were amazing grandparents, and they were amazing parents to my mum. And they were amazing grandparents to me. But yeah, when my mum arrived, she was in poor health. To what extent, we don't know, but definitely my mum remembers my grand saying about the sores and boils and sores and trauma, severe trauma.
Bear with me a moment.
But if I don't give you the legal papers after you leave,
Like, she was pretty disturbed. But, again, here's the thief. Like, I wouldn't know. It's something that I've never spoke on them, even when they were alive.
No, of course.
My mum did much, so. And my mum had no... I think her birth parents died when she was 14, or just after. I think one died, and then another when and where, I don't know. But, yeah.
So ill health and massively neglected from the children's home, yeah?
Yeah. And I think that the trauma also that was caused with my grandparents listening on, I think they were always trying to adopt her, but I couldn't even say what the delay was. I think it could possibly have been the birth parents not wanting to give up paternity, right?
Okay.
My mum said that's right, so I think she's, yeah.
Okay, and you said your mum's adulthood would have been massively affected by this, is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Like, my mum, yeah. Most definitely, I think it's been something that's been, even though she's lived a good life, I think it's been a trauma that she always refers back to, that I think that just paved the way for certain things in life, you know, a lot of trust issues and abandonment issues, and when my grandparents died, they were so good, like it had a huge impact on my mum.
Okay, bear with me a moment. I'm just popping that down, okay. So I'll place that down on there. So what I will do, the legal team will elaborate on the statement. They'll read a statement back to you when they do give you a call, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to put down for your grandparents when she was in foster care from your grandparents. There was no abuse there. It was mainly the abuse of neglect from the children's home, okay?
Yeah, to what extent that went, we still don't know, but definitely.
Yeah, it's still in regards to the ill health side of things, the fact that your grandparents have stated that she was and had ill health at the time.
Yeah.
That would class as a form of mental and physical neglect, okay?
Yeah.
So I'll place that down. So what I now need to do, I just need to get out to you an authorization email, okay?
Yeah.
You can sign this on behalf of your mum. It's not a problem at all.
Yeah.
Bear with me just one moment, Louise.
I can get that and pop it back off like within.
I'm gonna do that now with you. Do you have access to emails on your phone?
Yeah, I can do it right now.
You do. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, give me just one more. You should receive it via text message and also email. It's basically just an authorization to state that you're happy with the legal team to speak with you, to let you know exactly how much you will be looking at and how long it's going to take, okay? Bear with me just one moment.
I mean, what's the chances? Because, I mean, I'm not really sure. Like, I don't want to see, because this is something we'd never thought about before until I had seen that and told my mum about it, and then I applied. But, I mean, what's the chances you're actually receiving any compensation?
Well, we're one of seven solicitors that have been allocated to deal with these Scottish redress claims. If any child has been in care before 2004 without the correct protocols put in place and they've witnessed or suffered any sort of neglect or abuse, they automatically qualify for a compensation payment.
Yeah.
So the legal team, the chance is very, very high.
That's great. My mum deserves it. You know, she's 77 this year, and it would be nice for if we got to enjoy.
No, definitely. Like I said there, Louise, it's never going to heal any scars, unfortunately, but it may provide a brighter future. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Louise, if you just want to check your email, and you should have received a text message, they're both exactly the same thing. Have you received that from MMA Legal?
I've got the text message. Hang on, I'm going to...
Yeah, brilliant stuff. So if you just want to click on that for me, it will bring up a document page. And you just need to scroll down. Part 1, Part 3, CFA, LOA, fee card. Just scroll down below that. And then it should say bidding acceptance, and it should have a sign box.
I've already done it, yeah.
Yeah, then a blue button that says execute all documents. Once you click on that blue button, execute.
Yeah.
Yep, I can see that's been completed. Okay, last but not least now, we do need to get a form of ID and a form of proof of address.
Yeah.
So I believe your mum's got a bus pass, is that correct?
Yeah, she has.
And then we'll need a letter that
you're the only person
I've
ever spoken to that would get that for ID. It's so funny.
Yeah, it's literally, it's not just a photo proof of ID to confirm that she is.
Yeah, and she's got a social security. She's got a working pensions letter.
So, yeah, just a letter that's dated within the last 3 months as well. So what I'm going to do for you, Louise, I'm going to get our administrations now to send you a message via the application WhatsApp. Do you use WhatsApp on your mobile?
Yeah.
You do, brilliant. So I'm going to place you on hold for a couple of minutes while I get the administration team just to send you a message. Then you'll need to take a picture of your mum's bus pass, the front of it, and then the letter is proof of address, but it has to be the picture of the full letter, so all four corners within the photo. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. What are you going to do? Sorry, I was distracted. You're going to send me a link, did you see, WhatsApp,
Yeah, I'm going to send you a message via WhatsApp. I'm going to get the admin team to do that now, and then you just reply back with the pictures, okay? So bear with me a moment there, Louise. Thank you. I'll be back with you in a moment.
Right, no problem.
What is £45,000?
This is children and their children, so
I was abused in their children's home.
I just know that.
What if I die? Takes a year for children.
And it was me that said that.
We were just talking about that earlier, too. How things just...
She's got a lawyer.
And they can find all the documents for the children's home and
I need your bus pass and your alias for the social police. And that's it then.
Did you get it by this time next year? You see that it's up to £45,000. I told you it's a new thing that came in. I've seen it in the news.
Do you want me to give me a ring? Oh my God, you're getting money. I just received the WhatsApp.
Okay?
Yeah, I just got the WhatsApp. Yeah. So my mum's just looking at stuff and I'm going to do it.
Yeah, that's fine, no problem. So with the letter, it does have to be dated within the last 3 months, and when you're
taking
the picture,
only 2 weeks
it has to be of the full. Yeah, it has to be the full picture of the letter, so all four corners within the picture. If you just reply back to that message, I'll upload them to your mum's case account.
I'll do that within the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. That's fine, no problem at all.
Okay,
so what I'm going to explain. So go on. Sorry, go on.
Oh, no, I was just, you explain first, because I think you'll probably tell me when I'll hear back what's happening next. That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, that's fine. So when you do send it through, it will pop up on our end on the administration screen, and I'll get that saved to your mum's account right away, okay? Now, once again, my name is James Thompson. I am your mum's case handler. So if you've got any questions, please do not hesitate to give me a call back on this number, okay?
Yeah.
I do need to explain to you, there are 3 ways that you can proceed with a redress application, okay? You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government's legal fee scheme. We're up to £2,000 you pay by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement, okay? And we do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. So basically what that means is when the legal team are dealing with your mum's case, they will be going in for the maximum amount possible for your mum due to neglect, okay?
Yeah. Okay, then do you guys take a percentage of it?
Yeah, so what happens, the legal team, to cover their legal costs, so they'll take 20%. So if your mum receives £100,000, they take £20,000, your mum would receive £80,000. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's how it works, just to cover their legal costs there.
Yeah, that's
Louise,
cool.
Okay. Have you managed to take them photographs yet?
No, she's upstairs getting her documents.
Oh, she's upstairs getting them. Okay. Louise, that's fine. What I'll do, I'll leave that with you, and then the legal team will contact you back within 7 to 14 days. Once I receive them photographs from you, I'll get your mum's case sent over to the legal team, all right?
That's fantastic. Thanks so much for your help.
Absolutely no problem. It's been a pleasure speaking to you, Louise.
Thank you.
Wish your mum all the best. I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Right. Take care. Bye.